Monkey see, monkey do. Imitation is built into the genetics of primates and other species as well. But we are most interested in the effects an urge to imitate has on human primates. Perhaps the ability to imitate is one of the major factors that has allowed primates to survive and prosper. Imitation enhances our ability to adapt to a changing world by facilitating the spread of successful behaviors. Our authoritarian rulers obviously believe in the importance of imitation. That's why nationalization of imitation was built right into our Constitution on day one of our so-called republic. The Bill of Rights was an afterthought, but nationalizing intellectual property was part of the basic plan. Our system of patents and copyrights has managed to turn Mickey Mouse into an intellectual property tyrant. The good news? Some of Mickey's monopoly powers have recently expired. The Constitution says the purpose of the intellectual property laws is to promote the progress of science and useful arts. But the actual effect of the intellectual property laws has been to stifle progress in science and useful arts, and to provide the wealthy with means to steal the fruits of the creativity of poor people. First, they tell you, if you get a patent, you will have exclusive rights to your invention. Then, when Big Tech steals your invention, they will gladly sue Big Tech. All you need to do is come up with a few million dollars in legal fees. Or the establishment can just suppress you so that you have no public voice. They have six ways from Sunday of stealing your wealth. The intellectual property laws suppress the benefits of imitation and make us less able to adapt to a changing world at a time when the rate of change is increasing exponentially. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.